This is A Moment with Miss Rachel, a podcast for LDW's FemdomPodcast.com. Whether you're a sissy cock whore, a strap-on slave, or somewhere in between, there's more to being a pleasing hump than opening your hole. That's important, of course, and I encourage you to enlist my help in training that hole to its most generous capacity. That said, in my fuck slut philosophy, you not only need to be open, but flexible. This is how I came up with the concept of dildo yoga. I've recommended yoga and Pilates to lots of sissies because both encourage a more feminine shape and carriage. But dildo yoga is something different, useful for all you dick pleasers out there, whether the dick in question is silicone or throbbing flesh and blood. The idea was inspired by the many nights I've spent watching my boyfriend put our submissives to good use with his fat 9.5 inches of throbbing meat. Adam isn't just big in the pants. He's also a strapping 6'3" tall and weighs about 220 pounds. He's not just a gym rat. He's an athlete, and that means he has both stamina and agility. Many times I've watched him twist an anal slave into a different position without missing a single butt-pounding stroke. I started having some of them take yoga because it was a challenge for them to follow his lead at first. And after a few months, those rigid dong riders could take Adam's cock in basically any position he wanted to put them. It's my view that all of you should have the ability to satisfy the expectations of a man like Adam, or to pleasantly surprise a stud or strap-on mistress that doesn't even see it coming. How do you practice dildo yoga? Well, first, get yourself a clean bill of health and make sure that you're okay for moderate exercise. After that, look at the free offerings of your cable provider, usually under the on-demand section, and under that, the subsection fitness, and find the yoga classes that fit your needs, whether beginner, intermediate, or advanced. You could also buy yourself a set of yoga DVDs that should have the same allowances for ability. Do the routine that meets your ability level a few times until you feel confident that you can handle it. Next, get a hold of your favorite dildo, one that can bottom out in your hole. If you've got a virgin pucker, start with a butt plug. Then, every day, do your yoga with your dildo or butt plug in place. If you're concerned that you won't be able to keep it in, get a harness to help you. The next step involves taking the harness off. You'll need to be able to manipulate that dong. Now, take notice of the most challenging positions, preferably one that only requires one hand, or none. Practice that pose more than the others until you become comfortable, and then grab hold of the end of that dildo and fuck your hole for me. Slowly at first, until you get used to the new movement within the pose. Then harder. Then as hard as you can. There are some poses that are made for a suction cup dildo. Stick the dildo to a mirror or wall at the appropriate level and use your body weight to pound that slut cave back onto it while in the pose. I promise you, you'll never look at yoga the same. I'd love to watch any of you practice your new skills on webcam. There are even a few poses that, while not really of the yoga tradition, I know you'll do excellently for me as I watch. You can use your dildo, and I'll teach them to you then. Meanwhile, get to stretching, inside and out, so that you can step out onto the road of becoming an even more voracious cock slut than you already are. To get in touch, learn more about me and my tastes, and also for some recommendations for ass training toys. Visit my blog at sensual-dom.com. Until next time, this has been a podcast with Miss Rachel, bringing you moments of femdom fun and training. Goodbye.